Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
To that show about nothing. This is that guy Eric X, and as always, here with my nigga 28 motherfucking G, aka Aaron the motherfucking Misfit.
Oh, it's my turn to talk now.
You're allowed.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. It's a nice day. It's cold as shit outside. The weather's changed, and we're right back at it. So, what the fuck is going on today, my man?
Today? Or just in general?
Well, in general, because it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Sorry for the hiatus. Not really.
Several seasons. Well, this has been this guy.
Several seasons.
It's been several seasons.
This is still season one.
No, I'm not talking about seasons of the show, but seasons have passed.
Are you talking about weather and shit?
Yeah, weather-wise.
All right, we got off in, what, summer, so it's been one season?
Technically, it was still spring when we got off.
That's neither here nor there. But yeah, man, I've been doing all right. Not too terrible. Maintaining. Life's coming at me fast.
Those are lies. You're telling Instagram lies right now.
Instagram lies.
Yeah. You know what Instagram's lies are? Everybody's life on Instagram is a lie. At least they only show you the good shit.
The highlights, yeah.
Yeah, they show you the highlights. Yeah. They don't ever take the bad days and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Nobody care about my bad days, nigga?
That's what they want to hear about,
back
man.
To what I was saying. Life's good. It's great. Just signed a deal for 2 M's. You know what I mean? We just partnered up with Spotify and iTunes.
He's lying, guys. He's miserable. I had to talk him off the ledge. Okay.
See, that's where you're wrong, my brother. Your mind is in a box right now. There is no ledge.
There is no edge.
We are all simply free falling super beings.
All falling to the face of death, man. That's all gonna happen.
Every day we just getting a little bit closer to it. Oh, that score of the Alabama game wasn't as bad as I thought. They only scored 38 points.
You were college football. Like that.
Yeah, you give zero. I don't care. Fucks about it. But how you been, man? You've had
I've already determined. Like, I only care about like the Vikings. Like, I'm not a football lover. I'm a lover of my football team, but I don't really give a fuck about it.
The sport is just yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I love playing the sport. Like, I loved the sport when I played it, but it's just. Like, he can fucking pull up and watch a pound ball game.
Yeah. I enjoy all football. Yeah. I'm a Ravens supporter, but they don't really dictate how my week
flows. Fucking Jackson, man, looking pretty spectacular
right now.
Yeah,
I'm a believer in him. We got the best quarterback / receiver, as the league said. The dude had to play receiver. He was no good at quarterback.
Well, no, they was giving him the black quarterback stigma.
But here's the thing, like the league, the league's ran by black quarterbacks now, excluding Tom Brady.
That Tom Brady is the last of a dying breed, because all quarterbacks coming in the league got mobility.
Steadily trying to get these guys chances.
I'm not talking about white quarterback.
No, that's what I'm saying. Those
any of the white quarterbacks they all know how to move now. Jared Goff, he can move.
Pure pocket passers. They're still trying to make that a thing. But
who's a pure pocket passer anymore?
Bro, it just comes with the times. Like, these dudes are just more athletic than what they were back in the day.
I don't think you're allowed to play the position of quarterback anymore if you can't move.
Because, well, let's start off when it's, say, pound ball or Pop Warner or whatever. You're a child. You're not that great. So you normally, as a coach, you put your best athlete at quarterback. Why? Because the ball's in his hand every play. So eventually he learns how to throw.
But even with like high schools, the way they run their offenses,
that's what I'm saying.
Shit,
eventually,
you gotta fucking move. You gotta be able to move.
Eventually, you learn how to throw because people are just too athletic. Right? It ain't no.
Yes, there's no sitting in the pocket. Yeah. No, there's no more of that shit, dog. You gotta be able to move. You gotta have legs.
Like quarterbacks now, you look at television on a Sunday and you be like, man, that white quarterback's slow. He really runs like a 4.7. You know that dude can move.
Black quarterbacks, what's the white quarterbacks that you see?
No, I'm saying you see those quarterbacks that just sit in the pocket or whatever, and you be like, man, that guy's slow. When he jogs, it looks like it's taking him forever to cover ground. Yeah, because the other dudes run like a 4.3. So they make him look average.
Before. Not now, though. Not now.
Like, what do you mean?
Brady's that slow. But he's like
Brady's probably is still like a 4.9. He's got to be.
That's slow. A 4.9 is not fast, nigga.
I probably couldn't get out there and run a 4.9 right now.
But there's not right now. But if you train, you can run fucking faster than a 4.9.
Yeah.
Like, come on. A 4.9 is not fast. That's slow.
It's not fast in the league.
What, nigga speed? No, yeah. It's period, dog.
This nigga said nigga speed.
4.9 is not fast.
Bruh.
You're slow if you run a... Dog, if you run...
What did you run your freshman year? Do you know?
I think I ran like a 4.6 or some shit like that. I ran like a 4.6.
I don't believe you. That's fine.
I think, nigga.
I don't believe you. Because I think I ran like a 4.8.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
I was faster than you freshman year.
Probably so. Yeah.
I was faster than you freshman year.
Yeah.
So 4.6 was alright. That's reasonable.
And I didn't know how to run, so...
But even then, that's... We're fucking little kids. We're still kids. No, we're not little kids. No, we were kids at this time.
I'm talking about... Dude, we were like in peak shape at that point.
But we were still kids. We didn't have like man bodies and shit. Tom Brady has a man body and runs a 4.9.
He's 45, right?
But even...
He's not 45. Even... Or am I joking tomorrow, right?
I don't know. Even at his fucking physical peak,
he never had to.
Slow. Yeah, he was slow. He's slow.
No. I'm just saying, he never had to. Like...
No.
He was...
Keep him up, right?
Back, but still, that's the thing.
Back goes back to my point. A 4.9, you're fucking slow if you run a 4.9.
There's defensive linemen. Like, the average defensive lineman run like a 4.7 now, right? Something crazy like that?
I'm pretty sure the motherfuckers is fast.
Well, between 4.7 and 4.9, let's say that.
Yeah, but like for a certain size dude, a 4.9, that's it's fucking slow. Yeah,
300 pounds, 4.9 though? Scary.
That's scary, yeah. That's like, scary. Yeah, that's scary.
He's coming at you in the parking lot. What you gonna do? Like, you gotta zig? Where's that? Like,
doing a Mason Rudolph, baby, straight for the nuts.
Shout out to Mason Rudolph for being a not-so-successful helmet snatcher.
Miles
Garrett won.
He snatched his whole head off. And then tried to hit the dude's teammate.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So do you think he should have got assault charges?
What assault charges? I'm not going to get too much into that.
No, please do.
I can start digging into that angle, but like, come on now, man. Let's be real. Assault charges, it's only because of the obvious factor. The elephant in the room factor. Like, that's just...
Silly. What, he was doing it to a quarterback?
That was my initial reaction.
No. Here's the thing. Imagine if he would have did this to a quarterback that mattered.
Oh my Tom Brady. God. Just imagine he did it to Tom
Brady. They would have took him out in cuffs. they probably would have lynched him on the field.
They'd have reopened Alcatraz for that day.
Just for him. Rumored board for one.
No, because, I mean...
Get up field, boy.
That was the main thing. I was like, because I was when I seen the shit, when I first seen it, because I didn't watch the game, or I didn't even see the replay. But
yeah, I saw it. I definitely saw it Friday.
I just saw like a bunch of motherfuckers not seeing shit trending. I'm like, nah, whatever.
So you were active in it Thursday night?
No, well, Friday, the next day.
Okay, because I didn't see it until Friday morning.
So it was like, I was like, suspend Mason Rudolph. Because I don't have a personal Twitter anymore and shit. Like, I got a business with it, whatever. So I get on there,
We'll plug that one.
Whenever.
In due time.
Yeah, in due time. I get on there whenever and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I seen that shit trending. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And then I seen what had happened. I'm like, okay, they saying that he should be suspended as well because, he was just as guilty as whatever Myles Garrett was.
Yeah.
But
I think we're downplaying Myles Garrett. He is a dickhead.
I'm not defending either.
He's a shitty player. He doesn't. I'm not defending anybody. Week in and week out.
But I was like, I seen people making the racial factor. I was like,
I didn't think race first.
First thing I thought was quarterback. Yeah. I said, this is a fucking protect quarterbacks leagues. But then the Chargers don't came up, and then I'm like, okay, that's kind of like, that's maybe there's a racial element to it, because it's like, that's fucking a bit much. Like, fucking Chargers, like, come on now.
My take on it is with the...
This is a violent-ass sport.
That's what I'm saying. These are modern-day gladiators. And you train for this all your life. You literally... Bruh, when we used to be in a huddle or something, and... Say I like Curtis or something. He'd be like, you go out there, you kill them niggas. You know what I mean? Like,
dog, like, even the way we were coached back then, they can't get away with the shit that they got away with when we were in high school.
Yeah, we
with the kids now.
Was you still there when we had the bear crawl?
Even yeah. No, I remember I had the bear crawl around some fucking tracks on gravel and shit. The shit like ripped a hole in my whole fucking palm and shit, dude. Like, it was bad. Like, I remember.
Yeah, I don't
know. So.
I didn't get medically cleared, and I cried like because I had a irregular heartbeat. Them niggas still let me play. Yo, I could have died on the field.
I'm not even gonna talk about the physical aspects. This shit they say this on like sidelines, dude. I remember R.I.P. Big Mike and shit. We were both injured at the time, and like Curtis just walked up to us real smooth, put his arms around both. It's like, see how y'all, how old are y'all? Y'all want to live to see this? Yeah. Well, go get that fucking ball out on the field! This nigga just threatened to kill us because we're like 10 seconds late with some water and shit. Like, what the fuck? Make the niggas that's injured the water boys and shit like that.
That's before we had the water hose.
That's before that was. Like, y'all niggas injured. Get these niggas water.
And one of the water hoses ended up being a very attractive young lady. talking to her a little later in life.
This nigga said, dog, that shows you why my mind was just scattering. He said water hose. I'm thinking like he's talking about, I don't know why he said, yeah, water hose, whatever. I'm thinking he's talking about like actual water hose. He's saying water hose. Like,
he bought them. So our team had these
water.
We had these females that used to bring us. They used to come to practice every day,
dog. Hold on, that was y'all senior. Yeah.
Used to just like.
I didn't play that year. Okay.
I was gonna say, you know, what went on with these women because, but they were water hoses.
Literally,
and literally, I was from my freshman year. I've been waiting for this type of treatment because I remember when I was a freshman. The seniors used to have this young lady. Oh my god, this is kind of like rape culture, but
this goes back to
yeah.
Not only the shit what the coaches was doing, they couldn't get away with nowadays, but the shit that they were doing, they couldn't get away with. And I don't say me, I say they.
I just thought about
it. I say they because I am not included in this shit.
I mean, and it wasn't like even a rapey vibe, but on the outside looking in, they'd be like, well, "Why is this girl with these four guys all the time?" Type of stuff. And it's literally like we treated her well, you know.
But it was like, okay, the way society's set up now, if she wanted to come back and say something, it's like, oh, those guys took advantage of me. But at the time, she was having fun.
Right. Okay, but I'll throw it back at you like this. My freshman year, some senior girls used to take advantage of me.
That's a broader conversation.
And I never thought of it of any other thing, but they're literally taking, at that time I was 13, bro.
That's a conversation that I'm not gonna get into because that's more of a serious conversation. But
No, I'm not saying if I'm talking about on that go back shit. I knew well enough.
We'll go back.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
Going on. I was trying to get at her.
And here's how I feel like society is transitioning to. Because we are in a society where everybody's allowed to throw rocks in glass houses. Everybody throws rocks.
Hey, but don't hit my windows on return.
Fire. Everybody throws rocks in glass houses. You know, we cancel this person, cancel that person.
I never see Chipotle.
And that fucking, I know, right? We was watching the food commercial. Food never looks like it does on the advertisement.
No, but that was the most beautiful Chipotle I ever seen in my
life. Yeah, my shit never looks like that. Ever. It's always.
What was that, egg?
No, that was like the quesadilla cheese or whatever. Fuck that
queso
cheese. The queso cheese.
This nigga said quesadilla cheese. I said quesadilla cheese.
But this is why that fucking Chappelle, his newest or his last stand up, it's still too early to say. You know what I mean? Because it takes years to say something.
I'm gonna go home and watch it again today.
It's the best of our classic, but. Because he got to stand the test of time.
How many are there? Six?
Well, he did three with Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm saying total. Are there six? The
He did
Kill Him Softly.
Kill Him Softly for What It's Worth. And then, I don't know, it's five or six.
So maybe five.
All right, either way.
I'm going to run all of my back.
Beginning the joke he said about when he was, you know, he did the imitation of the audience and shit.
Right, yeah.
And that's like, we feel like we're shifting into it. We're going to eventually get to a time where there's no secrets and no... Because one thing with technology is everything
You can research anything right there on the spot.
Yeah. Anything, even when you're in like incognito mode, whatever the fuck you're watching on your phone,
yeah.
You got an IPA address. All the comments that you're using in like burner accounts or whatever, it's like, oh, this is not attached to my real shit.
Well, it's they can get your location, so they definitely. Well,
I mean, like, it's just your IP address is yeah. Anything
it's
you like, don't.
Well, nigga, it's right across the street. I mean, it's right in the same area where your real shit be posted.
It's no secret. So it's like with this hyper. Fucking so
you
judgmental.
You not fuck Kirk Cousins 808 on
I'll get to that one. But this hyper judgment culture, like, what is this? Like, everything.
The Cali game on culture.
We just shitting on everybody for everything. Like, I came to a conclusion. I'm like, yo, I can't. Not only can I not judge anybody, but I need to stop saying, like, man, you know, I'm not fucking with somebody because of what they like, some shit they said, because at the end of the day, I say shit all the time, and if you take some shit back from that I said like 5 years ago, I'll be like, what? I might even like, oh, I said some shit like that. I don't
shit,
agree
five
with that.
Minutes ago for me, because you know, like real shit, dog. You spew shit out there, you don't think about the consequence of it right then and there. I mean, everyone should, quote unquote, but you're not.
Well, not necessarily the consequences.
I'm not saying like not some radical like.
Well, not even crazy consequences, shit. But just like you don't even think about what you're saying in depth, like you know what? Maybe I could have said that different. I don't necessarily think that 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and like, even like in some like certain mistakes are made.
You're allowed
shit.
To change. Unless it's some, you know, complete fucking bullshit.
Like, are we not allowed to change? Do you think everybody's capable of changing?
I always say if you want to or whatever, or your mindset has to be in a different spot. Because you're gonna feel something towards something all the time. But you're not gonna feel that way all the forever, so it's like,
all right. Well, no, I'm not just talking about with natural change, with just natural progression over time changes. Just like you know how some things, how some things they say people will never change. They can't change that about themselves. Or do you think everybody can change? Me personally,
I do.
I'm in the belief where I think that I can change and everybody can change, and I don't want to die and not in full control of my fucking mental and spiritual and shit. So I feel like. I can fucking change and everybody else can change. And I don't think we should necessarily just demonize
everyone.
Like, we need to shut the fuck up and just step back for a second and be like, you know what? Even though what they said is some bullshit and I hate what they said and I don't agree with what they said, I don't even need to get emotional and react over that shit. I just be like, you know what? That's some bullshit and just write it off.
You're talking about just, like, mindset and what's being said, not actions, right? Because if someone does something fucked up, we write them off forever.
Well, even actions.
Do you think you should get the opportunity to change?
I think, yeah, well, everybody should get the opportunity to change.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I don't think, like...
Like, even with jail shit, once you serve your time, I think that should be it. If that's what y'all deemed as my punishment, I think that should be it.
Well, jail is not designed to be reform and shit. You know what I mean? It's not reform.
I don't get into it, but I didn't do that long. And I ain't the same real shit mentally. Like, nigga, you're caged. You can't do shit.
It's the thing, like, nigga, the environment of jail is not what makes me not want to go to jail. It's the conditions, in the sense that I don't like being
terrible.
I don't like being treated like I don't like being treated like a fucking animal.
Less than a human.
I don't like being treated like a fucking animal. You know what I'm saying? And just being...
We're gonna do an episode on this shit. We're gonna do an episode on this
shit. Yeah, this is more of an in-depth jump. Yeah, we have some guests over here with some priors and shit that can actually speak more into it than we can. Because at the end of the day, this is just fun and lighthearted shit. And we're gonna talk about jail. We're gonna talk about...
We can gloss over it because...
Rape culture in jail and shit. Would you rape when you were in jail?
Were you rape? Have you ever seen Hit and Run? The movie Hit and Run?
What's that? Oh my god. He fumbled like shit.
It's synopsis of the movie. Niggas in like witness protection, whatever. He finds a girl, they get engaged, whatever. Blase. She wants to move to LA for a job. Boom. He, you know, gets to the point where he's like, god damn, I can't keep you in this small ass town, so I gotta go. Boom. Her ex posts his name on like Facebook and then reaches out to a nigga or whatever that wanted to kill him from the robbery because the boy told on him. whatever. So he didn't do the time. So that's why, you know, you're not witness protection.
All right, come on, come on, man. Just chop it up, chop it
so
up.
So they run down to each other. He was like, nigga, why are you so, nah, you don't nigga that white voice. He was like, why are you so mad about this shit? I went to jail. He was like, nigga, you did like 16 months. He was like, I was butt fucked. I was like, he was like, I thought they did that in prison. He said, well, apparently they do it in jail from time to time. He said, well, was he black?
That's what he's
just, yeah, so it's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna show you the clip after this because I already spent too much time with it, but it's funny.
You know, it's racist. It's funny. Yeah, racist shit can be funny all the time. That's why I'll be like, I don't be like, yo, I'll be telling people, like, yo, people, especially one fuck with me, people be thinking, like, I don't know, people have a perception about me, whatever. But, like, I find racist shit funny all the fucking time. It's just, if it's funny. If it's funny, it's funny.
I'm fine with the joke.
I'm fine with a racist joke.
But I'll be like, that nigga racist, though. But that's funny as joke.
A racist joke is funny if it's funny. Now, you can just tell sometimes. Difference and shit. But, like, that's fucking funny. That's funny. Like, I had somewhere I was going, dog. And I just completely lost it.
I took it away from you, my man, bro.
No, it's all good. It's just the marijuana consumption. My brain is...
This nigga didn't even jump. He dropped the ball back with 2 feet on the end zone.
Why does the punter have number 90? That's my question. And that dude is drunk as shit. I don't even watch fucking college football for the fucking players. I watch for the people in the stands. I can tell what they've been drinking, what drug they've been taking.
You're technically an expert on this shit.
Oh, no, that's not true. I've fucking never done any drugs in my life. I've done, besides alcohol, I've never done any drugs in my life.
All right, well, now we're just gonna lie here.
It's just gonna lie.
You just kill my whole mood. My apologies, it's 2019. I hate people to say that. You killed my vibe.
But that's always been, vibes have always been shit. And there's another thing, like, we're in a society.
Bro, I downloaded a list of words that needs to stop. I want to just run it down with you.
No, give me a list.
No. Keep to your point.
You remember when, like, geographically, growing up, places used to say certain things? Certain places used to have their own lingo and shit.
I hate social media and the internet because
that's
of that.
Yeah, because now it's no such thing as, like, nah, that's not true. Because we still, in DMV, we still got lingo that everybody else don't use. You know what I'm saying? We still...
Okay, this is what I want to know. You know how
I like, I hate fucking no cap. That shit sounds... Well, I hear a nigga that says that, that's a certain age, especially a certain age, is just...
If you're our age and say no cap, that's fucking weird.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. Just especially if you're not from that area, dude.
Where does it come from?
I don't know. For when I heard, I don't know. I never had nobody told me.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought it came from Atlanta, but I don't know.
See, I was going to associate it with the baby, because, you know, that's the first time I was...
It was. I heard it, like, it was Atlanta before. It was a rapper named No Cap, nigga.
I'm literally saying, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a rapper named No Cap. Like, nah, man. It's just so fucking corny, man. It's the individualism has been ripped out, and you're right, it's all social media.
Because you can get anything anywhere in a
it's
second.
It's all social media. Like, it's... Individual areas don't even have their own shit anymore. Like...
Bro, you know how mad we... Like, we used to get mad that the Carolinas and shit... Like, why them niggas going... Why them go-go niggas going down to A&T?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, whole time they've been going down there since the 80s. Like, we just didn't know. Like...
I seen Pharrell say some shit that I was like, oh yeah, he don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He said Maryland didn't fuck with Go-Go.
Yeah, that shit, I was like, this nigga don't know what the fuck. For one thing, okay, I was surprised that Virginia Beach niggas even listen to Go-Go and shit like that.
No.
That it went that far out there. I'm thinking that, I didn't know Go-Go went that far, dude. So I knew it went to the Carolinas because...
I know from like old cassette tapes or whatever that I used to listen to, whatever, they'd be like, Virginia Union and...
Virginia
State, and is Virginia State the closest to Virginia Beach? Hampton. Shit, what the fuck? They used to go to Hampton. So they out there, but bruh.
After how homecoming,
Pharrell out there thinking DC closer to them than Maryland.
Yeah, I was like, Rusty, I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, is he high?
Yeah, Virginia right there. We on the border. Yeah, we on the other border, nigga. And you from the other border.
Like, you know what it was? He didn't have that hat on. Yeah. That hat is really like...
He need that 10-gallon hat.
He need that 10-gallon hat to take...
His thoughts in check.
He keep his thoughts in check.
He's closer to North Carolina than D.C.
Is it, that 10-gallon hat is like the fucking cerebral is for Professor Xavier
Samson.
And shit.
Samson. No.
That was
purely cosmetic to keep Professor X out.
No, you getting it mixed up, motherfucker. I said the cerebral was Professor X.
Oh, I thought you said for Magneto. My bad. What was that helmet made out of? That Magneto was it vibranium?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's a good question, though. We gotta get an expert for everything on here. We gotta get a comic book expert.
No, we don't. We just need a drink and give our unprofessional opinion. Whatever.
It's truth to us, so that's yeah, it's truth to you factual. Guys. Until you can prove it, until you can disprove it, it's fucking 100% truth.
And I'm not gonna give you a chance.
we just say what it is. Run with it. Oh, this man. Random ass playlist I got. I have no idea what's playing right
just
now.
Just let it keep riding.
It sounds like
hey, shout out to Jay. Happy birthday, girl.
This is like a Spanish, this is like Spanish novella, like soap opera music and shit. Consuela, she's been having an affair. An affair with her husband.
He's not your nephew, he's your son. here's the 50 self-annoying.
Go ahead. Sorry, Sam.
You want me to sell 50?
Not on Sam. Just start sounding some off. You're
gonna
say off.
Well, I'm not gonna do the if they're not in English, I'm not gonna do it. But those are the ones you see the mint. Well, you don't. You're not on Facebook, right? I mean, Twitter right now.
Well, not really. I'm not on Twitter. Really.
Problematic. That's like number one on the list.
But this is some. This is not a list you made. I thought this was a list you made.
No.
This is a list somebody else made. So they might be words that I'm like, oh, just shut the fuck up.
Someone said mood, influencer. Influencer does bother me. Like, what are you influencing?
Like, keep going.
Can you sell flat tummy tea, or is that what?
You know what I want to get rid of?
What's that?
Toxic masculinity.
Toxic is on here. Let me see if masculinity is on here. Feminism is on here. Narrative. I use narrative a lot. Don't change the narrative, bitch.
Like, yeah, certain words like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Just because you new to it, I'm not going to stop saying this shit.
Melanin? I get what he's saying. Like, it's overly used.
But fuck you.
I've seen, like, Asians say melanin.
What? Why?
Technically, they
some of them can. Some of them can.
They do have it.
Well, no, certain Asians, yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying. Asians are blacker than us and shit.
Filipinos, for the most part, are pretty brown.
Filipinos, Thailand, fucking...
Yeah, them dudes.
Goddamn... all the Southeast Asians. Cambodians.
Them dudes.
All the Southeast Asians, pretty much.
Gaslighting.
Dog, I didn't even know what the fuck that meant. It's like
culture and vulture. They're separating phrases. Make 50. They could have made this bitch 25.
But no, you're not gonna take fucking culture vulture away because it's something that you're being called. If you're a culture vulture, you're a fucking culture vulture. Just because
people.
What is what?
You know how people like white people? P-I-P-O. You know how people W-I-P-I-P-O.
I didn't even know that, so whatever.
Energy. Maybe this
energy. Yeah. That's fucking stupid. Who comes up with this fucking list?
Keep that same in. I guess this is created by a white person, I'm assuming. What they're tired of hearing, I'm assuming. Clout. I'm tired of clout. You clout chasing. Introvert. The fuck are you trying to do?
How are you going to get rid of a description of a person? That's the same thing with melanin. How are you going to get rid of like something with...
Yeah. Because you're clearly an extrovert, and I'm pretty much an introvert. Like, if we're
that's the opposite.
I don't believe that at all.
You're more of an extrovert than me.
Yeah, well, people
in,
I know.
Maybe.
If you put us in a setting... No, take out alcohol.
I wouldn't even think about alcohol.
No, that's the only time I'm social.
Well, that's because you're an alcoholic.
Professional, though.
There's no such thing as a professional alcoholic. There's nobody out there getting fucking a paycheck for being an alcoholic.
I did it for 6 years. Like, what are you talking about?
But that's not for being an alcoholic. You're getting a paycheck while being an alcoholic. That's a difference.
Functional, then.
No, you're a functional alcoholic. There's a lot of functional alcoholics, weekend warriors. Especially nowadays, dog. There's a lot of people that function off of how functioning drug users and shit. People that use, like, fucking prescription pills and shit like that and drink.
And I think they should be on the same scale. Like, my mom would literally, like, if she take her pain pills, she's calling out of work. Because she's not driving her vehicle because the bottle says so. I'm driving my vehicle with a bottle in my lap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to tell me no.
Like, I know my body, so I know what I can and can't do. You know what I'm saying? It's no drug, really, besides...
You don't do drugs.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's right. Realistic.
You partake in the herbals.
Yeah, all right. And even with weed...
I think that's usually the most dangerous shit ever, because you ever... Well, you probably...
You said weed's dangerous?
Hold on. Yeah, let me finish. You probably... No, I was
about
to say...
I'm not going to let you blast me like that.
No. It's not, like, dangerous to the person driving. So, all right, here it is. You ever rode by a car that, like, smells like you can just smell the weed, and these niggas is doing, like, 20 miles an hour on the speed?
They're not hurting anybody.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, but put that at 5 in the morning with everybody going to work, going 80 or 495. You probably were that guy, so you never even noticed.
Nah, I usually, like, I was pretty good with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, one thing I did figure out I had to cut out was fucking, like, alcohol is so disgusting, dude. Because I didn't realize.
Is it so disgusting?
Because I didn't realize I was an alcoholic until recently. I was like, yo, I got a problem with alcohol. I was like, yo, that shit's like. And then I started thinking about past shit. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, damn, I was able to do that. I'm like, oh, shit, I was a fucking alcoholic.
That ball, oh, my, that was because, a nice
move. So I remember once I went to this Christmas party, dude.
Does your mood change with alcohol? Like, are you angry or violent?
No. Here's the thing. I'm a fun drunk.
We are.
I'm not like, you know how some people are like angry drunks are just like, they're not fun drunks to be around because they have some kind of, it's like they're angry, they're like clumsy. You know what I'm saying?
I hate a sloppy drunk, yo. If you fall down, that's where you're going to be at. Cause
I'm goofy. I'm a goofy drunk. You know what
I'm saying? Nah, you pretty much keep your same vibe. You're saying...
Don't keep saying vibe, nigga. Because you already said vibe, nigga.
Because vibe wasn't what I meant. Like, you keep your same... You keep who you are. It's just to the 10th power. So it's not, like, a bad thing for us. That's what I was asking. Are you any different with
I've had bad drunk moments where I'm like, okay, then I was a bad drunk at that time. I've had times where I was a bad drunk, but most part...
Yeah, like, you've had bad experiences even with me, but it ain't never been some shit like, yo, I ain't fucking with Aaron no more when he drink. You know what I mean?
But those times were usually because there was something else involved. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was like...
That was going to be my next question. Because, like, this
was... You know what? Like, me falling down the stairs was the greatest thing that happened to me, man. That night I got all fucked up off the perks and the drink and fell down the stairs.
Why, to catch you the first time?
Yeah. You know why? Because I started writing the script after that.
And then you actually, you said you fell after that, right? And you didn't even make it back in the house?
I don't know.
All right, but the whole point I was getting at or whatever, I think I might have lost it.
Probably.
But that's why I was trying to hurry up and get back to it. Like, this is my thought process. Like,
pick it up.
I don't even think you're an alcoholic. It's when you drink, you can't stop. You're not out here looking to drink. Like, real shit,
that's
wake up.
That's a fucking alcoholic.
If I wake up...
No, when you drinking, you can't stop. I don't get tipsy. That means I'm alcoholic. That means you're a fucking alcoholic.
No. I think it's because... Cause I
if you don't get tipsy, you're an alcoholic, ladies and gentlemen.
Because I think I'm an alcoholic.
Do you get tipsy?
No, it's sober.
Exactly.
Feel good, drunk.
Exactly.
But
that's gotta be like one of the main ingredients to be considered alcoholic. No, if you don't get tipsy,
alcoholics like need alcohol.
It's different levels of this shit, dude.
We suffer from alcoholism.
Oh, everybody has different levels of whatever. You know what I mean? Like, somebody might be a fucking whatever you want to say, that disorder, whatever the fuck.
Because
whatever you do habitually.
I would call you a consumer of marijuana.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call you an alcoholic, bro.
I would say I am. Not a bad alcoholic. Not where I can step away from alcohol, but I'm an alcoholic in the sense that I don't get tipsy, and I drink excessive when I do drink.
I won't even say you don't get tipsy, because you do, you just don't notice it.
Yeah.
But you consume, you'll sit there and consume the same amount I consume, like you drink like I drink. So, I don't know when,
I guess I developed that early on in drinking and shit, just like competing drinking.
Is that what you're doing?
I don't even be doing it, but it's like I do.
You'll be like dead fucking drunk, and I'll pour another cup, and you'll be like, yeah, let me get another one. I'm like, you
but
sure?
Also, I'm gonna keep the body going.
You gotta keep one in your hand, or it just looks weird to me.
That's another thing going out. I seen that shit when I was out in fucking New York, dude. I was like, yo, I don't even be needing drinks. I just be having shit in my hand just because I don't like.
Nigga, when I went to that weed pop up with you, and I was like, nigga, I'm not even gonna drink. Then I was standing there. I was like, I don't smoke. I was like, I'm not gonna eat an edible. And you said like, nigga, why are you at the bar?
Yeah, I was like, why are you at the bar at a weed event, dude?
I was like, nigga, leave it alone. And I literally talked to that girl and got her number. Remember?
I didn't remember
the
that.
The bartender.
Oh.
I never called. It's just more so, that shit's like more so sport for me now.
I don't know what the fucking psychology is behind that. Like, going out, you need a fucking drink in your hand.
It's not just going out. It's like, if you're going to a club.
Let's just say I don't go to clubs anymore, but like, if I'm at a bar and shit.
Because you're at the bar. Like, to me, it looks fucking strange. What you gonna do? Get a burger?
No, just fucking chill and not have to chill where. What happened to the days where, what did the motherfuckers in the 80s used to do that didn't want to go to the drink and shit?
Coke! Like, what are you talking about?
No, but besides Coke, what did they do with their hands? Because it's not like they can just fucking.
They move so much.
They can be looking at a phone and shit, because I'll be like, okay, I was about to say, I'll just look at my phone, but I'm like, you look fucking weird.
It
just looks stupid. It's just like, what the fuck is wrong with the whole our society? Like, niggas, I just can't go out
anymore.
You
know what it is now? Like,
what?
If when you go out, the music's loud, so you can't just talk to people.
Bullshit. Depending on the distance. I mean, well, it depends on the time that you're there, for one thing.
Because, like, alright.
Sorry, it's a lot of factors.
If we go out right now.
Like, right now.
We'll be fine, because there'll be college football on at the bar. We could talk to random niggas at the bar. Or female, you know what I mean?
Just talk random people. Yeah.
And it wouldn't be an issue. Tomorrow, you could do the same. But then Monday through Friday, for the most part, you just out in these streets, baby. Like, there's no interaction. Like, everyone else got a drink in their hand. You like, you're liable to be standing at the bar, and they'd be like, somebody get him a drink. Like, he looks weird. Well, he about to shoot this bitch up.
Like, but that's the fucked up thinking. Like, what?
We had this conversation before.
And then if you don't, like.
Nah, I don't drink. What the fuck are you doing in this bar?
Like, you on a wagon or some shit? Like, nah, I don't even, it's not even I don't drink. I just don't feel like drinking right now. You know, I wanna do a fucking goddamn experiment on myself and see how long, or what kind of conversations I can have.
Without alcohol
at a bar. And without reaching for my phone. If I can go without reaching for my phone and looking at my phone. If I can just be there without feeling weird and awkward.
See, I'm the dude.
Because I start feeling weird if I'm just, especially because I go out by myself all the time. So I feel like that's already weird.
You kind of just need something in your hands.
I feel like that's already weird. And people look at you weird when you go out by yourself. Like,
I don't think so. Because I'm not actually drinking though. So, but it's like people are looking at you like, why are you here?
Because I wanted to be fucking out. I don't want to be in the house.
Yeah, but you're not talking to anyone. You don't have a drink.
Like, I'm trying to wait for the right...
Oh, shit, Tua got hurt again. That's crazy.
I'm waiting for the right space to talk to somebody. Just because I'm not talking right now don't mean I'm not going to talk at all.
I hear you.
I don't know, man. It's just... I feel like that's just... We're just such weird times, man. We live in such weird times. It's just... I don't know where this shit's going, dude.
And then, let's...
Use that put my finger on it a little bit.
Let's change settings. We go out down here, we'll be different if we go out where I'm at or in the city.
Well, of course.
Because I guarantee you they would be more receptive of you in PG just watching the game, like, without a drink. And they would, like, they would literally be like, my man, you like the Vikings? You know, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But come down here or something, you know what
but
I mean?
Then again, I don't, it's not like a lot of places to go out around here and shit. Like, we gotta use, yeah. let's just use city places as examples and shit.
Okay, well.
And that, I would guess it would be the time that you go.
Time of the day. Because that's.
But you know what? No matter what time you go, people are gonna be like, because of, like, happy hour until on.
Happy hour,
people
expect you to have a drink. Like 3, 4, 5.
People expect you to have a drink. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you at happy hour, bro? That's how I would look.
Because I'm happy. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but you've been standing there for an hour and you ain't got no drink.
I don't feel like drinking right now, dude. Like, I got drunk as fuck last week and I got sick, so I'm not trying to drink this week.
You gonna drink that other beer?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink the other beer. I'm right, pacing myself.
Sticking with this.
Pacing myself. Would you want another beer? You want a beer?
No, no, we're good. We're vibing, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm using it excessively.
Oh, well, the bottle, oh, that joint's getting crushed.
Nigga, you already know how this shit goes.
So fifth's nothing to you at this point.
Don't say that. Because I've really been knowing. Because I went to my grandmother's last week or whatever, or my mom was there. You know, my grandmother's not my mom's mom, it's my dad's mom, whatever. You know, my mom's mom passed. So we down there, whatever, and she vibing, and she saw me drinking a beer. And I was drinking a Coors Light, and she was like, what are you trying to stop drinking? I was like, I haven't had anything to drink in, like, so I had anything to drink in, like, 3 weeks, or whatever.
That's how you know you're an alcoholic.
No, because you know how I am with beer.
Don't worry about it, this is still funny, when somebody asks you to stop... Are you trying to stop drinking because you're drinking beer instead of liquor?
Yeah,
because
my mom used to be spending a shitload of money on alcohol.
Oh, so, hey, change the subject. Shit, just my bad. I mean, change it.
No, go ahead.
Fucking, this Kanye's playing in the background. What you think about the new Kanye album? What's your take on it? What's your hot take on it?
Bro? I don't remember any of it. I told you that. I heard the Chick-fil-A song again on the radio, and I skip it every time.
I don't know why I don't like everybody likes that. So I don't like that. I'm not saying I don't like it.
I said on the radio. My apologies. When I go through iTunes, just hit current shit.
People say like they like that. Like, I don't know what it is, but like that's not the standout. That was just like
I'll run it back up when I'm going up the road or whatever. What tracks would you
it's like
recommend?
Three tracks maybe that I like.
Do you know the titles?
The intro. With the choir, the jump with fucking the water jump, and then the jump with Ty Dolla $ign. But other than that, it's
background noise.
It's forgettable for me. You know what I'm
saying? I ran it through, bro, and I was like, the jump with the the clips was okay, just because the clips was on it. I don't remember.
But that's more so just because they. Well, I don't know what it is for you.
And I don't remember because no Malice is a preacher, so that's why he threw him on it. And how you think that phone call went? Like, hey, Push, you mind reaching out to your brother? Like, raise some gospel bars.
Like, well, he has his brother, so they talk all the time. That wasn't nothing like,
he probably was like, man, you ain't tripping, man. He wants you to write some bullshit.
Like, no, he probably was like, yo, they got you on the track and shit. That's perfect for you. I mean, they're brothers, so they talk all the time. I assume. But here's another thing. All brothers don't talk all the time. Shit. I'm fortunate where I have a family.
Yeah, like me and my younger brother, I be trying to get this nigga to hit my phone. He out here, you know, want to get high and chasing this little chick or whatever.
Well, he's young, so that's different. You yeah, be an older brother. That's
we got a 10-year gap, like. But I'm going to constantly reach out so he will never feel like.
But the fact that you guys going to always have the ability to communicate and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, so. I don't think I told you this. We never talked about, like, homecomings and shit. No, it was me and Mango that was talking about that. We were talking about dope ass homecomings. And I was like, 2006, we had Wayne, Rick Ross, still Titty Boy at the time. And. It was a singer, maybe like it was random. It might have been like Anthony Hamilton or some shit on our homecoming joke. But our joke on campus that like during the week, we had the re-up game. So I was like, man, we had Pusha T, the rest of the re-up gang, and No Malice.
Like, he was like, he No Malice at the time?
No, we had No Malice. Malice wasn't there. No Malice wasn't there. That was the joke.
Oh, shit.
You got me. And it's crazy because most people are not even going to know that's his name.
You know why I can't talk about homecomings?
Because you didn't go to school.
I didn't go to college.
Man, back in 04 at homecoming.
Back in 04, I thought about high school homecomings.
No, what university was you at? Westlake is down in Waldorf.
Yeah, something like that. No, no, technically I did go to college. I did 2 semesters.
Where'd you go?
I did a semester at community college down here.
Oh, you went to the crib?
And then I did one in in Long Beach.
The stigma.
The one I did down here, I didn't give a fuck about. So I was like, bruh, funked all my classes. But the one I did in Long Beach, I actually passed my classes and shit.
I'm not gonna drop that. I'm not gonna drop the name because they don't sponsor us or whatever. But this is a great fucking university, and we downplayed it.
Well, not community college in general. We used to downplay like, oh, that's taking an L was going to community.
It's the move now.
Smarter.
We've been out here calling that shit the 13th grade.
Yeah, no, right?
Like, meanwhile, bitch, I went to school for 6 years, no degree. Mm-hmm. Could have went 2 and at least had an associate's.
Got niggas getting out with all kinds of degrees and diplomas and desks and shit.
Types of pieces of paper. And I stayed in state, baby. My mom paid the majority out of pocket. I ain't paid them niggas in 10 years and I only owe them $30,000. That shit's beautiful. Shout out to the weed. Never.
I recommend everybody, like anybody that's younger, you know what I mean, just listening, I recommend that you go to school, but go to school in a way that you don't have to pay for it and you're not leaving yourself in a bunch of fucking debt.
Bruh, if you don't know what the fuck you want to do with your life, and this is probably terrible advice, but this is advice in 2006 I wish I would have taken. I would have went to one of the military institute, academies, I guess.
No, you were joining the military.
No, I wouldn't have just joined. I would have went to Army, Navy, or Air Force.
You would have had to join the fucking go to those schools.
No, Mike Pegas joined, and he went to VSU. They give you the money. You don't have to go to the academies.
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't know that. I thought you had
to. Are you serious?
I don't know much shit about school. I didn't go to college.
Bro, you know how many people that played football that you think were on scholarship?
I thought you that you like it. If the I'm thinking that everybody that plays for Army is in the Army.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you enlist in Army, you can go to whatever school you want.
Of course, I know that.
Oh.
Nigga, I'm from a military family. I know that shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Like,
no, I'm thinking that you were saying like you were fucking going to one of those schools and shit.
I know.
That's why I asked you, saying you were going to enlist. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they offered. Army offered. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to no fucking military. That was stupid of me.
Stupid, dude. Think about how fast 4 years go by.
Bro, I was 17.
I was so adamant about not joining the military. And my reasonings for yours is...
Yours was out of spite, wasn't it?
Well, just being different, nigga. It's like my pops is in the military. Both of my brothers was in the military. It's like, I don't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah, but bro, at that point in your life, you'd have been getting out at 22. With bread, and even if you don't want a degree, you still was in the military, so jobs gonna get you.
Oh no, no, nigga, I regret not. I don't regret anything right now at this point because I'm happy with my life.
Hey, because real shit.
But
2 years ago, me and you sat down and had this conversation about joining the military. That's why I said 2 years ago, and you still was like, you don't think you would want to do it, and you think you would have stuff that would stop you. We're not gonna get into that. But and I found out they'll still take me. But I'm like, I know.
I mean, in your position, I don't see why. Well, you know what? We won't get to this deep.
We can get into that. You know, I'm not leaving my daughter.
Well, I mean, just because, I mean, you don't fucking need to know all your business.
Yeah, man,
but
Army fucked VMI up. You could have went to VMI. That's right up the street.
Man, I could have went to. I don't like doing the coulda, woulda, shoulda shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not what we're doing.
No.
That's not what we're doing at all.
But no, just goes back to what I was saying. I would recommend that we got a shitty commander in chief right now, so it's not nothing popping off major right now yet. So maybe might be okay.
Then he's tied in with the niggas you wouldn't want to wreck with, so I don't think we're going to war with nobody.
But it's
it'd be bad for his bottom line.
We're still at war.
You talking about Middle East?
We're still in Afghanistan and Iraq. Those wars aren't over.
That's crazy, right?
We don't talk about this shit. Like,
cause it's bigger fish to fry.
There's no bigger fish to fry. Like,
you didn't see the quotation mark.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, yo,
you know they're selling all these cars. Like they were shit, and now you can buy them, Joseph. Like,
dog, we're in 2 major wars right now. You don't fucking hear anything about it.
What? Technically, they're not wars.
They're fucking wars, dude.
Call it what it is, nigga. When America goes somewhere, they never leave.
Pretty much since before World War II, yeah.
Nah, I was gonna say World War II.
No, because we went to the war in the Philippines. We've been in the Philippines since. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's
like, how do we go there and build? Just force our way and then build embassies? Like, no one asks us to come
because we got all the fucking guns, dog. Who's gonna tell us what not to do?
This is the crazy shit.
And right? We not only that, we have our military is fucking great. You know what I'm saying? We have a great military.
We have the numbers. I won't say we have.
No, we don't. We don't have the numbers.
I think we do.
Russia has bigger numbers than us. But you know what they do? You know Russians doing wars? They die by the masses. Russians always died a lot in wars.
Well, Russians try to kill you by numbers. They just flood you with.
More. But also, we're the smartest because we get in wars late. World War One or World War Two, we didn't. The wars that we don't get in late are the ones that we just be in forever. Like.
The wars we start, we're in forever.
The wars we don't start, we get in. That's what I'm saying. Like, we know when to get in.
No. When we go and help our people that's in line with us.
What? When's the last time we did that?
When we went and,
to where?
Afghanistan. And tried to.
That's something we started. No.
We went over there because we gave them guns to them niggas.
Like, in the 80s? We didn't go in the 80s.
No, I'm saying that's when we gave them the guns. When we gave them the guns. I'm saying we went in 2000s. That's a fumble.
Yeah,
that's
definitely a fumble.
We went in the 2000s. That's why we were at war. Hey, man, you burned the receipts.
Yo, that motherfucker Osama bin Laden is living somewhere in Harlem right now. Chilling. He probably owns a deli.
I don't even think he's... Like, I think he's still there, bro.
No, they did not kill that dude.
He was working. No, I'm saying I think he's still there, like, still what? Functioning.
Oh, what, like, still in the middle? They said, well, yeah, we just killed him, and this is like, we just killed him and dumped his body in the ocean.
In the middle
of the night, like.
Hey, you know, this is the funny thing. What they do to,
Don't that sound like some mafioso shit,
No. They really reenacted that shit when they, on Transformers, when they dumped that thing in the ocean. After they,
Which one was this? This first one? I don't know. There's so many of
them. Not Megatron. Megatron. When they killed him and dropped him in the ocean, he came back. Osama probably got a fresh fade, probably one of them fuckboy haircuts or something, like the Odell.
They coming out. You gonna watch the new Bad Boys? Three? Bad Boys for Life? Yeah.
It's not called Three?
It's Bad Boys for Life, which is the third one.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean,
not gonna go see it though.
It's up to the old lady on that one. I would ask you for the website and just watch it at the crib, but
I can't think of a movie that I'm. It's not a movie that I want to go see in the theaters.
Coming to America too? No interest to go to the theaters.
I think it's coming on Netflix though, or maybe it's coming to theaters.
No, he only owed them two. He dropped Dolomite, and he has to do a stand up.
He's doing Beverly Hills Cop 4 is coming on Netflix.
Where'd you find that out?
I seen it the other day. They coming out with Beverly Hills Cop 4 on Netflix. It's been confirmed.
Eddie Murphy got cancer or something, bro?
Well, because he's working?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's just, I mean...
Yeah, I was snatched.
Also, you know, he's getting older and his... Yeah, I think his fucking brother just died. That's got to be significant on something. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Charlie Murphy looked bad on Power, man.
Towards the end of... Yeah, because he had fucking cancer. You know what I'm saying? Is that the end of his life?
Like, then they let Ghost kill him with a plate, a 45 plate.
But it's not like they knew. Well, they did know he was dying. But still, the character was... That didn't change the fact the character
had to
fucking...
The character was an asshole, yeah.
The character had to die. I mean, there was always probably meant in the script. And
Have you kept up on Power and how shitty of a show it is? Oh, my God.
Based off of...
Don't do no... Nah, nigga, that's supposed to be a pick.
Like, based off of what I'm doing and the business that I'm venturing in.
You're not speak on it.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I should stop really just speaking freely on these shows.
This nigga is bitching up over
in these studios. Because people are sensitive, dude. That's probably y'all's in the mic and shit. People are sensitive. People are sensitive, so.
Nigga, you got Tyler Perry out here now, bro.
Maybe I need to fall back because 50 seems like he hear this shit and be like, oh, he fuck around and see the show, be like, oh, this show's dope. And then he's like, oh, you shit, no Power.
I don't think 50 give a fuck.
No, fuck, I'm joking. Oh, no, jokes. I am that. That's, I'm 50 joking.
50 give a fuck about numbers, baby.
I'm joking. I'm not going to not say what the fuck I feel. No, Power's not a good show. Power's a good show to people who don't know good shows.
But now, do you still watch it?
I'm invested at this point.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. It don't matter how terrible it goes right now, you're going to watch it.
It'd be like that with, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Other shows.
We was waiting, bro. We was waiting.
I wanted to stop watching Game of Thrones for the longest, dude.
It was like something big.
I'm waiting for the fucking dragons, dog. I want to see the dragons burn down some shit. Like, I just, like, once you get invested in certain shows, you get invested
bruh,
in it.
That last like, season, we was like, nigga, something got to go down. And
just it was keep just watching like, it.
So the Ice King just gonna get shanked? that's it with the butter knife?
It's like, you just get invested in certain shows and it's just like, alright, I gotta watch this shit now, man.
Tussman.
Like, fucking Shameless. Don't fuck
shame.
About that show.
Shameless is dope, though, because it's just chaotic.
But I'm invested in it at this point. Well, not that I don't... I just don't care about it anymore, because it's just... I just...
Oh, you said you're not invested.
Well, no, I got invested in it, so I'm just, like, okay. Watching it. But it's like, I didn't care about the story seasons ago and shit, you know what I mean? So it's just...
That's when I... So
Power...
Because I got on Shameless late, and I love that. So now I got all this time to catch up. And then I got up to date, I think, over here with you, right? We were watching Shameless or some shit?
I don't know, but I will say this. Power's such a not good show.
There's no pay... There's no
such
pay...
Such a not good show,
bruh,
dude.
There's no consequences for anything on that show.
Well, not just a story. Just even the way it's shot. Like, it's like a soap opera.
Yeah, that I guess that's what they were saying. It's like it's a modern day soap.
Like,
what's that shit called? Passions? Did you ever watch Passions back in the day?
Nah, I didn't watch that shit. Me either. Like, alright. I'll just show you. I'll show you. I'll point this out to you. Because it's something like you probably never paid attention to. And I'll point this out to anybody that's listening. Alright. Watch... Like, just for people that watch The Wire and yes, watch...
Just listen.
Just watch The Wire and watch The Power, right? Anytime that you watch The Wire, do they ever have that, like, say it's a serious conversation or something going on? Do you ever have that...
Two-shot scene?
Ooh, no, the music where it's like... or, like, that mood-type music and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that setting the tension in the room or anything like that.
The Wire never has that shit. If it's music in there, it's either for like a montage or it's actually music that's like
playing in the room.
In the room or all the shit that's in the background is like ambience noise. It's just like whatever the fuck's going on.
But
fucking soap operas have that same like the mood music and that shit.
I'm agreeing with you. I thought that's what they were trying to do was like a modern day soap. That's why I brought up the bullshit show Passions. But realistically, like the show.
Because even the show like The Sopranos, I don't think The Sopranos had that type of fucking mood music in the back. I feel like most of the scenes where either they have a song playing or it was like...
Either the whole scene had the song
playing. Yeah, I was like some kind of Abby.
Not when the tension came.
Yeah, like that shit's just... And then just the story, like the shit that be happening in the story.
Okay, since you brought up The Wire.
Like,
niggas went to jail and never came home.
Yeah.
Niggas died that mattered.
And when they were dead, they were dead. And it wasn't
when you murked somebody, you went to jail. and the cops put stuff together that mattered. when he shot that what was that gun called? It's you use it to hang drywall. That drywall gun.
Oh, the nail gun he was using.
Yeah, the nail gun. And he shot on the ground wire. And he thought about it. He was like, hold on. All these shit like that.
Now we're comparing the shows.
That's what you do, because this agent literally been wanting to get this guy hemmed up for seasons, and he's just out here planting evidence when he has all the evidence. And Dre, what is you supposed to do sometime, bro? How do you keep getting your daughter back?
So
snitches go to jail.
Let's not even go. We're not even going to do anything. We're not even going to go past the pilot. We'll just stick with the pilot. And this is what should have been. And this was a red flag to me when I seen the pilot. It's just that I didn't have any shows to watch when Power was on. I didn't have any shows at the time. Like Breaking Bad was off.
I didn't watch television at that time.
Boardwalk Empire was off. So I really didn't have anything to watch when I started watching Power. But the very first fucking episode, this nigga Ghost was supposed to be a big fucking kingpin.
Murder someone
in his club,
bruh.
When does that fucking happen, dude?
We had this conversation before.
What kingpin's a nigga? When
kingpin is still a murderer?
Still a murderer.
What kingpin still moving product?
Dealing with day to day shit.
Why they keep calling it product? What are y'all moving?
Yeah, exactly. Y'all just saying product and shit, and now they got pill by like. What kind of pills are they? We're just supposed to be like, the scripts and shit? Bruh, like,
how much money were they making off these pills?
You can make a lot of money off pills.
I know, but they've had bricks. They've got
pills. Like, what fucking drug are you moving? Make up your mind. And, nigga, it's just... I just say, just stick with the first episode. Just stick with that premise. Who the fuck on Ghost level would kill a nigga in his club with all kinds of fucking witnesses around, though they're in your organization,
and then go back in there?
Even though these people are in, why would you let somebody who can be knocked flip on you, and he said he's seen you personally do a murder? Like, it just doesn't even fucking make sense. I can pick Power the fuck apart, dude. With this shit, just makes sense. All right, now let's do this season. The nigga Tommy killed the fucking...
Everybody?
The lawyer dude in fucking New York, Manhattan. With a big-ass gun.
Yo, he chopped the house in half.
Like, come on, son. Like...
And this is what the cop said. We noticed the back door was open. It don't fucking matter.
There's cameras everywhere in New York, dude. Fucking everywhere.
But you don't know Tommy was there?
There's no camera that seen him coming in the back door, the side door,
driving on the street,
like the power is for people that just watch shows and don't like.
No, I think it was excluding the pilot, bro. Like, real shit. There again, like you said, there was nothing on television.
And so, I even go back to one of the seasons where I can remember. And this just goes back to this. I don't know, dude. I know everything's in scripts are deliberate. You know what I'm saying? Everything's fucking deliberate. So there's nothing in there that's just in there. You know what I'm saying? I remember one season, Ghost and Angela was fucking every episode. And I'm just like.
Yeah, they were having sex. And then Tasha started getting smashed. And then it was like,
then
I think Lala started getting hit.
Because you gotta think, and it was like, you gotta think of how much time you can fill within the scene with fucking. You can fill easy 5 minutes, so that's just.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny. They were easily 3 minutes of filler of just sex.
With that,
per person.
That story I don't have to tell.
That's per person.
Just what I'm saying, dude.
If they were all having sex in that same episode. You talking about like 9 to 10 minutes of them just showing titties and butt cheeks and shit like that.
Which is like, all right. Here's my thing with shows and especially nowadays with shows with sex scenes. We're a fucking over pornographized society, so I don't need to see fucking on my shows necessarily.
I can get it on my phone.
Yeah, like Like, certain actresses, like, oh, yeah, it's and nice. I want to see some titties.
I have sex in real life, so...
It's just like, it's fucking being lazy. But you gotta have fucking in it because that's people fuck in real life. So you gotta have fucking in the story, but it's just a certain extent. Like, that goes back to just one of my gripes.
And then,
many gripes against Power. Power's not a good show at all.
Then, realistically, ain't no man leaving his wife for the woman he loves. You just wanna try to fuck her as much as you can until she stops.
You're just gonna go with the fuck is. I don't know. I'm not a married man.
I mean, I'm not a married man either. Like,
I'm not even in relationships. I couldn't say.
So. I'm not either. But realistically, niggas don't leave the girl he loved for the girl he liked a lot.
This.
You might run down on her, like a few times.
Power's not a good show, but I give 50 all the credit in the world because he's a. Jesus, he knows how to market his shit. He knows how to market.
Yeah, and everybody was like, well, 50 didn't do all this by himself. We know this, but 50's pushing this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a reason.
And it's working.
Yeah.
So don't y'all can say whatever y'all want about who did the shows. 50 is the reason this show
he's
is
not
working.
He's not a writer. He probably got some kind of input, but he's not.
He only produced like.
And that's what he's supposed
to. Less than a third of these.
That's what he's supposed to do. Is like in his position, executive producer.
Why? Why need to be in these meetings, sitting around, chopping it up with y'all? This chick wrote this bitch. Find somebody else to help her, please.
She's gonna go over the story with me. And I'm like, I like where you going with that. Yeah. Or I'm like, nah, I don't like that. You should maybe try to do something different.
And 50 might have got to the point where that last scene when he was like caning back and whatever. He might have been like, you know what? We need a little me in this bitch.
Yeah, it's all like I would. Like it's probably in the contract. Like, bitch, my face is going to be. At least
nah, it might have been like, hey, people fading off now. Might need a little bit of me.
But
that's not a far-fetched scene because this nigga been seeing Angela all this time.
You know,
and dog, she talking about she's the one for you and all this. I was like, that's some weird, non-realistic stuff.
I guess I got maybe I'm just too like over judgmental and shit because this is like I was getting bothered by people that was impressed by the finale and shit. And it bothered me so much.
Why?
With
what was?
Because it's been done before. It's literally been done before, nigga.
Oh, get a feel.
Nigga, I said, who? I seen this shit, and I
nigga,
said,
don't toss the ball.
I said, who shot Mr. Burns? Who killed JR? A couple days later, 50 posted memes with the ghost and who shot Mr. Burns and who JR.
Now people send them that shit though.
Well, either way, man, this shit's already been done before, so it's just like. You know, we've been harping on this fucking show.
Hey,
tomorrow,
they
man.
Said Trey Song shot him because they took
that. Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
And 50 posted that too.
That was funny.
But 50's just an opportunist, dog, and I get it.
No, 50's a smart businessman. But fuck that show. Fuck Power. I'm going to keep watching even though. All right,
bro.
It.
Before we close out, what's your shows to look at, man?
Right now?
Yeah, I need some shit. Come on, man. The people want to hear some shit.
Don't have anything to recommend right now.
Nothing?
I got shows on watching, but I can't
say. You got a Disney Plus?
I'm not recommending them yet.
You got a Disney Plus?
I did. I downloaded it.
You ain't fuck with it?
I'm about to cancel that shit just because it's...
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely canceling before my trial's
up. Yeah, most of my trial's up. It's like, I don't need it,
though. Oh, it's fire, but I'm not going to...
All the movies... Everything I can watch on my movie site, so it's like, I don't need it.
I'm just gonna keep it, and me and my daughter are going to chop it up and watch all the classics tomorrow. Then I'm gonna take that shit off.
Yeah, cause see, like I was watching like, oh shit, I was watching the old Spider-Man and the old X-Men.
I was watching Boys Meets World. I was watching Doug. Now I heard about the X-Men being on it, so I'm gonna get that.
Yeah,
I really don't care about the old Spider-Man.
It was nice being able to be nostalgic for a little bit, but it was like, all right, I'm not.
But they didn't. This is my problem, right? So back then it was shot way different, like 4:3 or whatever. So it doesn't fit the television screen, like. The modern day screens?
Well, nah.
They put the black borders, or you just get this shit get chopped. Yeah, you get shit chopped off.
Yeah, you get the borders.
Or you get, yeah, so it's
choppy
like...
chops.
It's like when HD first came out. Or remember it was full screen, and you would get widescreen, and then you just wouldn't see half the shit?
Don't remember that. Don't remember that. But...
They killed that lady.
Oh, wow. God damn.
And they're gonna replay it.
I want to see the replay.
Oh,
I,
you did that? I think they stopped it, bro. Like,
it's okay. I got fucking DVR. I can rewind that shit. I'm going to rewind that joint, but
I think they stopped it. It must have been bad.
I'm going to rewind that play.
Because she's still not up.
Yeah, she's... No, she ain't dead.
Her foot's still... Oh, that's his foot.
Nah, that
foot. They are going to play it.
Oh, yeah. I want to see this. Still up. Here we go. Full speed. Of course. Whoop. Nah, it ain't full speed.
Oh, my God.
She's trying to get a lawsuit. All right, but it's been a good show. But before we get out of here, I want to do my word segment. And I usually... I've explained word segment before. But...
Explain it again, bro. Because we... All
right. Now, usually what I do is...
Oh, my God. He lifted... Bruh.
Now, usually what I do is I'll fucking... I'll say, like, a definition, and I'll, like, have you guys guess the word. Or I'll say, like, a condition, and ask you, like, what the condition is. But what I'm going to do different this time is, it's, like, vice versa. And I'm asking you.
Yeah! You think you might go on it?
What is the difference between being hypocritical and contradictory? And contradicting.
Say that one more time.
What's the difference between being hypocritical and contradicting?
Hypocritical?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
You're a hypocrite if you're saying one thing and doing another. You're contradicting yourself if you're saying one thing.
Damn, that's what I'm trying to... What's the difference?
I forgot the second word.
Hypocritical and contradicting.
All right, so you're a hypocrite if you're is with action. Contradicting is with action, because you're saying one thing and doing another. Hypocritical is you don't apply the same bullshit that you're saying to what you're doing.
I didn't make any sense.
Didn't make any sense to you?
No.
So hypocritical would be like...
Give me an example.
All right, you're a hypocrite because you do the same shit. Contradicting yourself is more so, like, hypocritical is like your actions.
Okay.
Contradicting yourself is like, yeah, motherfucker, but you said this at one point.
But so, that still goes.
That yeah, but no. Hypocritical is like you do it. Contradicting is like, I guess you say
saying it.
Yeah, like your thoughts or beliefs. That's my, I guess, guess on it.
And I was like, because it's... They seem very similar, right?
I just assume one is action and the other is just thought process, I guess. Thoughts or beliefs. What's the difference?
Well, I guess one is action and one's not, because it's a noun and then an adjective.
Alright,
so hypocritical, this is the definition of hypocritical.
This is the action, for me.
Alright. Behaving in a way that suggests one has higher standards or noble beliefs then is the case.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, the action.
Behaving in a way that suggests that one has higher standards or noble beliefs then is the case, okay? And contradicting is a combination of statements, ideas, or features of a situation that is opposed to one another.
Yeah, so that's like, fuck all these I got kidnapped stories. Why y'all keep posting this? Then me posting it like, hey, look out for my little sis. Like, that's contradicting. Hypocritical was more so like,
it's actions, right?
Yeah, so
contradictions is more about, so statements, ideas. Statements and ideas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As opposed
to actions. The way you think it would. Man, if y'all don't mop this bitch up off the field, like...
I think them niggas complaining on the sideline, they happy they get extra fucking breather and shit. But I just want to, those are the words I wanted to use. And I usually fucking just say the definition, I'll let you guys guess them. But I just kind of just...
Hey, bro, you should use some tougher ones on that one.
No, but no, it's not even, no, I told him the definition. That wasn't even one that I wanted you to guess. I wanted you just...
Oh, no.
I wanted this, like, because no, I thought about the difference.
I thought you were trying to stump me on that one.
No, I wasn't trying to stump anybody. I said it in the beginning. I said I'm just trying to... I feel like...
But you were asking me, right?
Yeah, people get them confused.
Yeah.
People get them confused.
No.
Or I get them mixed up.
One's action and one's...
More so beliefs.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like... Because I was like, kind of, they're the same thing, but...
Yeah, they're...
Because I said...
You're contradicting yourself and you might have said it in the wrong...
I don't think...
I don't think
it's wrong with contradicting, but... Well, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with contradicting. Contradicting is
being
more acceptable.
Being a hypocrite is worse than being... contradicting. Yeah.
Because I contradict myself all the time, but I'm not a fucking hypocritical person, I feel.
I mean, you don't know that for certain.
I can say that. Because if we're going based off actions, it's nothing that I do that I was like... Or that I, like, talk... That
easy
I,
six.
Or that I talk down towards that I do myself.
I think that goes back to time and place and where you are after that. Like, you don't know yet.
I've done that in the past.
Yeah.
But in this current state right now, where I'm at in my fucking life right now, no.
I don't make rash judgments anymore, so...
I'm definitely, like, goes back to the beginning of the episode. I'm fucking... I can't judge anybody. If you... guys see me judging anybody, catch me
darling, baby.
Well,
they gonna contradict you.
This has been another episode. I probably will contradict you because I'm a contradictor.
You're contradicting at
you. I'm a contradictor. But this has been a great episode. Thank you guys for fucking tuning in or not tuning in or whatever the fuck you do. Doesn't really matter. I'm glad you are living and alive.
Oh, this
and hopefully you're enjoying yours.
Oh, you're feeling good already?
Well, not really, no. I'm just the whole fucking spiritual thing, baby. I told you.
You in a high?
I told you. Has half fucking full mentality, man. I'm not looking at shit half empty no more. No more.
Baby.
No more.
Hey,
sir.
But anyway, this has been another episode of That Motherfucking Show About Nothing. This is That Guy, Eric X, along with the illustrious, enlightened, half glass half full, 2A Motherfucking G, aka Aaron the Misfit. And I'm always going to leave it 2AG, bro. Sorry.
Always.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My nigga Aaron, this is Eric, and we out this bitch, man.